Okay, today we discuss the Grand Canonical Ensemble. So the Grand Canonical Ensemble, as far as statistical mechanics is introduced in a way which is very similar to that we used for the isobaric isothermal ensemble. We first introduce the partition function, which is obtained by summing E to beta mu n, mu is the chemical potential, times the canonical partition function. In this ensemble, n is a fluctuating variable, and indeed we can define the probability to have n particles, which is defined here, which is 1 over xi, capital xi, which is the normalizing factor, times e to beta mu n times the canonical partition function. This is the probability to have n particles in the system at a given value of the chemical potential, volume, and temperature. As usual, given the partition function, we should define the connection with thermodynamics, i.e. we should specify a thermodynamic potential. In this case, we use the grand canonical potential, omega, is defined here, omega, which is a function of mu, volume, and temperature, and as always is minus kT, the logarithm of the partition function. We want to prove that this definition is correct in the sense that it satisfies the basic properties which are valid in thermodynamics, and we use the same procedure we did for the isothermal isobaric ensemble. So we use two relations which are valid in thermodynamics, the relation between omega and the energy entropy and mu n, as well as the definition of the entropy as the derivative of omega with respect to the temperature. So the relation which should be correct, is the one which is written in the middle of the page, omega, which is the mean value of the Hamiltonian, plus t, the omega over dt, minus mu, the average value of n. As we already noticed before, the quantities which are energy and n in thermodynamics are replaced by the average value of the Hamiltonian and the average value of the number of particles. I won't do the proof here, which is very similar to the one we did for the isobaric isothermal ensemble, and it is left as an exercise that you can do very easily. Again, we do the ideal gas calculation, which is essentially trivial, because we get a sum which is by definition an exponential, and we get the expression which is in the last line of the first page. We can check this relation in several different ways. First check, we can recompute omega using two things. First, we know by extensivity that omega is minus PV, essentially because in this ensemble the only extensive variable is volume. So omega, which is extensive, should be proportional to volume, and the coefficient is necessarily minus the pressure. So we get omega equal minus PV. And then we can use this relation, the equation of state, PV equal nkT, and the canonical result for the chemical potential to reobtain omega using canonical results. So what we do, we write omega minus PV. By the equation of state, this is equal to minus nkT. Then we obtain n as a function of mu, which is written in the line above, and we get the final expression, minus kT volume e to beta mu divided by lambda cube, which is exactly the expression we had before. As another exercise, we just verify that the average value of n is the quantity that we call n in thermodynamics. First, we do a check that n is computed in thermodynamics, so if we define n as minus d omega over d mu, we obtain the same expression as we obtained in the canonical ensemble. So n, we just take the derivative of omega with respect to mu, so we get kT V divided by lambda cube, e to beta mu times beta. Beta kT, of course, cancel, and we get exactly the same expression that we had obtained using canonical results. Last thing, we verify that n minus d omega over d mu is indeed the average value of n. So minus d omega over d mu, omega is minus kt logarithm of xi, so we get n plus kt. In the notes that there's a minus, but there's no minus, it's a plus, n plus kt, 1 divided by xi, dxi over d mu. Then we use the definition of the partition function and we take the derivative with respect to mu. So we get kt, 1 over xi, sum over n, beta n, then the exponential times q. Then we note that beta kt is equal to 1, and we get the expression which is in the last line, which by definition, remember that e to beta mu n q divided by xi is the probability to observe n particles, is nothing but the average value of n. So the last two lines essentially prove that n computed using the thermodynamical relations should be identified with the average value of n.